Chapter 41 Teachers. The reason why Paul taught as earnestly as he did was because his great field was that of a teacher. He was a missionary. That was the external manifestation of the work which he did. But underneath all of that, there was the most profound urge and drive in that man as a teacher, absolutely. What did those early teachers teach? They introduced the people into a new realm of spirit with contact with God. The Jews hadn't had that in the old order. Teachers were chosen, illuminated spirits with personality gifts, illuminated in the field of spiritual reality. Their ministry was to bring from that field the knowledge, the truth, the revelation, all that would feed this body, instruct it, give it its place. End of chapter 41. Chapter 42. Teaching. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. I have learned a lot of things you parents don't know. Your proximity hinders you. Does it say, tell a child what he should do, and when he is old, he will not depart from it? It does not say tell a child, for you can tell a child 10,000 times, but the telling has to take another step. It is not in the telling. If you tell Tommy to do something and he doesn't do it, see to it that he does, even if you have to let the beans burn on the stove. You told him 100 times, but you didn't see to it that he did it once. See to it that he does it the once. It will save you the 99 times. Take time. Here are the 3 T's. Tell, teach, train. He moves from the first T, which is to tell. Then he must be taught the thing which has been told him. The telling is not the teaching. Did you give him a lesson in the things you told him? Some day he will be really vexed with you because you didn't teach him. He will say, why didn't you ever correct me on that? After he has been taught the thing which he has been told, he has to be trained in the thing. In other words, he has to be trained in the thing he has been taught, in the thing he has been told, by everlasting drilling and training, which should follow the lesson which has been once learned, or else he will have lost the application, if he has not been drilled and trained in the lesson which he first learned. God's method is the same in the school of the Holy Spirit. He takes us up as pliable material to build personalities in God, men and women in God who know spiritual life and values. The Holy Spirit dwells in us as a great tutor who instructs us in the great university. A pianist first has to be told a lot. He may have the potential possibilities first, but all the knowledge which he has about that music doesn't make him a great pianist. It gives him the equipment necessary, but all the lovely values have never come out yet. He must learn by a lesson and be taught the scales first. Then he has to be drilled and trained in the lesson he has learned. The word education comes from E equals out, evacuate, duco, to leave, aqua, velvet water, smooth aqueduct, watering duct, let out into. He is not educated until that knowledge has come down into livable portions. How does he know how to act in certain circumstances? Education is to lead out. It is onto a purpose. He has his head all filled with a lot of facts, but he is not yet educated. That which he has received has never acquired an adequate expression in life. Education involves a process. The telling, the lessons, growth. Training involves doing and executing. Telling is the storing up, teaching its power. Training makes the doing substance, that he can't depart from it. It makes it a part of his life. There is no separation. It is a part of him. It is not something he heard, for he can slip away from that. If he doesn't learn his lessons faithfully, he forgets them. So training is onto the doing, the application. Jesus went up and down the country telling the good news. He told everybody. Multitudes heard him. But all the multitudes, having heard that glorious truth, were not wonderful spiritual people just because they were told. He spoke not to the multitude, but by a parable. They had the multitude power, capacity, and receptivity. But when he was alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. A disciple is a taught one. All Christians who are saved are not disciples. A disciple requires qualification. And seeing the multitude, he said, "If any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Take up the cross which will kill the old creation, lest it would hinder the new creation." Disciples are called out ones from the believing multitudes. They are taught and disciplined. They can be disciplined in very many measures aside from using a stick. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, child trains, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. End of chapter 42. Chapter 40. Suffering. Suffering brings us into the fellowship of the Trinity. 1. The Father disciplines us as sons, and we recognize him as our Heavenly Father. Discipline entails or spells suffering, which is necessary and needed, otherwise we are bastards. 2. Son, Jesus, as Son of Man, learned obedience by the things he suffered. So will we as he conforms us to his image. Again, this entails suffering. 3. Holy Spirit. We will suffer in our spirit. Jesus suffered in his spirit. The physical suffering really is nothing compared to what the spirit suffers. He is a suffering God, a God of love, but a suffering God. So we, as cells in that body, partake of the same. There are hidden treasures in Christ. He is a wonderful Redeemer, but he is a suffering Redeemer. The body is being formed and shaped, and we are the cells and members. This body will have to partake of the same characteristics that we find in our wonderful Lord. Paul said, "I die daily." Paul knew something of the program of God. There is no getting into God without suffering. In school, there is no education without studying. Without discipline, there is no getting into God. Obedience. We never know real obedience unless we know these three: suffering, discipline, and obedience. They, as the media by which we enter into God, are interrelated. In our hearts, we feel perfectly sure he is right in permitting the suffering, though we cannot answer the why every time. When I came into the house of the Lord, I understood. We will have a spiritual consciousness of reality and truth. It does not come by natural reasoning. Where revelation ceases, speculation begins. I can give as my personal testimony that these deeper revelations of truth and clear understanding of the things of God have come only through suffering. End of chapter 40.